In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I love it when Jesus brings the snark. This little story here, I mean, you can just hear the guy, ah, man, I got it made. And then he dies. Ain't that the way it is sometimes? Just when I think I've got it all together, I don't die, I'm here, but, you know, something happens. There's always something. As the writer of Ecclesiastes starts out with today, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. If you are feeling down and depressed and not very happy, do not read Ecclesiastes, okay? It is not for the downtrodden. You have to be in a really stable place to start reading Ecclesiastes. Because if you're not, you're going to get wiped out. Because the whole thing is like this. I've looked around the whole world. I've seen all these things going on, and it's garbage. It's a different word in the Hebrew, but you get the idea. But the point is not to bring us down so much. It's to help us to have perspective, to remember what is important. I don't even think he's saying explicitly that to have stuff necessarily is wrong. Although you can get that message from Scripture. That whole eye of a needle thing in a camel, rich people getting into heaven, and sell all your possessions and give to the poor. You can certainly pull those things out. But I think those are case specific. In general, I don't think that God really minds if you have some nice stuff. I think where God does get upset with us is when the stuff becomes the important part. I have small children. We watch VeggieTales. I don't know if you've ever watched VeggieTales, but there's a great one called Madame Blueberry. I think it's loosely based on Madame Bovary, but I'm not sure. And she is a blueberry, hence the name, and she lives in a treehouse, and she loves stuff. She likes having nice stuff. And then Stuff Mart opens up down the road where there's more stuff to be got. And she gets lured into Stuff Mart. And the salesman meet her at the door and sing this song about getting more stuff and how having stuff will make her happy because she's a very blue blueberry, you see. And the way to happiness is to have more stuff. And she buys and she buys and she buys. And she lives in a treehouse. Did I mention that part? And the treehouse gets overweighted and collapses. And she loses everything. But it being VeggieTales, the story and the obvious moral is stuff isn't what makes us happy. We may think, oh, if only I had this, then I will know true ecstasy and happiness for all my days. No, because I'll come out with a new iPhone the next year and it won't be as good. And you can never use stuff to make you happy. Momentarily, briefly, I got a new dishwasher this week, and I was very excited because we were without a dishwasher for a week, and that's awful, because I hate washing dishes. I barely like loading a dishwasher, much less having to wash them myself, and I was so excited when we got the dishwasher in, and then it broke. The little spray arm on the top fell off. It was cracked. I had to go back to Lowe's, and they're going to get me another one, and it'll be fine eventually. But that momentary happiness was so fleeting. And that's the way it is with stuff. We acquire stuff. I remember my children asking me, why do we have a house? Well, we need a place to keep our stuff out of the rain. That's basically the point. We get so bogged down sometimes in the idea of having and acquiring and keeping stuff. Thank God we just had this rummage sale and got rid of some stuff. Of course, a lot of you came and bought stuff, so it kind of all works out. And the stuff in and of itself isn't the problem. It's when we lose sight of what's really important, that ultimately stuff is vanity. It's ephemeral. It passes. It's not permanent. And what our Lord Jesus Christ, what the writer of Colossians and Ecclesiastes are all calling us to remember is that we have access to something much better than all the stuff of the world. That what we have is the opportunity for relationship with God. with our Creator, the one who made all this stuff in the first place, and who I think wants us genuinely to be happy. And sometimes that means having a nice bit of stuff, but that's not the be-all and the end-all of it. And if your stuff is getting between you and God, what Jesus says do is sell all of it and remember what's really important. Our happiness is not based upon how much stuff we have. It really is not true that he who dies with the most toys wins. And I don't know if you've seen the picture on Facebook of the hearse with the U-Haul trailer attached to it. Doesn't work that way. What we have access to is something greater than all the stuff that the world can offer. No matter how enticing the advertisements are, no matter how much society will tell you that this thing will make you happy, what we know as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ is that peace and contentment and joy and yes, happiness comes in knowing that we are loved by God, that we are known by God, that we are called by God and brought into God's family and made heirs with Jesus Christ of God's eternal kingdom, a kingdom that will never pass away. You leave your stuff lying around the wrong place, someone steals it or it gets rained on or stuff happens to stuff. But nothing happens to the love of God for us. It is eternal. It is pure. It is the source of all joy and happiness. And we are asked, we are begged to tap into that, to know that peace that comes from knowing God. So when your stuff lets you down, when your dishwasher breaks, when your iPhone cracks, when the stuff doesn't do it, we know that we have God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.